Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Great. The title of my talk today will be Infectious Generosity. So reflective meditation, this group and the way we come together has really been organized by volunteers and volunteers who have been really generous with their time, but not promiscuously generous. And this word is an interesting word. It came up from a meditator years ago who was generous with lots of people and not committed to really any of the people she was generous with. And it caused her a lot of pain. So she came up with that word, and we talked about that for years. And what it points to is a kind of commitment that comes with generosity, with the teaching of being generous. And a much more crass way of saying this, which is what I was told as a youngster, is put your money where your mouth is. Now, I really hate that saying. It was like nails on a chalkboard when it came up in my Dharma talk writing for me. So I had to look it up. And nails on a chalkboard is another generational statement, isn't it? I may be full of those this morning, beware. But it really means to show your actions, not just words, behind the things you support and you believe in. And I thought, okay, I really like that better. Like that really says something to me about dana, which is the Pali word for generosity. And generosity was really inherited from, we inherited it here. It was a system over in Asia. And in Asian Buddhist countries, dana was woven into the fabric of life. It was spiritual and material giving. And the lay people gave money, food, socks, shoes, robes to monks so that they could continue to meditate and learn the Dharma, and then in turn pass on those teachings. And they kept them alive through chanting, through rituals, through very long Dharma talks. Some of you may remember those very long Dharma talks. We inherited them too. Though in reflective meditation, we've countered that and really try to keep our talks between 10 and 15 minutes so that we don't overload people with Dharma. But when the Dana system came over to the West, it had to adapt and change. And it met up with our already current systems of generosity. So tithing is something that's very big in the Christian faith, giving a tenth of your income. Passing around a basket is very big in 12-step programs. And donating to nonprofits and charities of your choice. That's really part of our culture here. And in reflective meditation, we've come up with our own system for dana. We give suggested donation ranges for our events. So we give a range of suggestion and of what to give when you attend a retreat, when you attend a daily, a daily retreat, like an all-day retreat. We haven't set a range for the daily online. It's interesting. That hasn't come up. We haven't gone that direction. And we don't want to turn anybody away. I mean, in fact, I want to welcome any new people that are on the call today. It's hard to enter a new community and a new practice. We talked about that yesterday, and it's a kind of culture that's invisible to those of us who've been practicing it, but it's new and you're trying to orient yourself to what's going on here besides just meditation teaching. So in fact, we'll be rolling out a welcoming orientation, but probably the end of the month. And this will be where people can sign up for one or two or a few sessions with a Sangha member to talk about the practice and the culture and what it means to come in and start practicing reflective meditation. So this brings me to a list. Buddhism is full of lists. If you come back to this group, you'll hear us talk about the various lists. And I wanted to bring in two attributes of the Dharma from a six attribute list. And these two particularly go together like peas and carrots. Do people still say that? Maybe only in England, but again, I'm full of these little statements today. So the Pali words for these two attributes, one is apikasako. Ahipasako. So this is, my Pali is still a little rusty. But I tell you that word just because the translation is more like a description. So this is the translation of that word. The Dharma is inviting, literally meaning come and see while you investigate. And this is a high value for us. We really want to be open and inviting. We want you to come and see, but we also want you to investigate what we're talking about. We want you to not lose your critical faculties or your thinking or your experience. It's really important that you be able to show up as who you are. The second quality or attribute is openayako. And the statement for this is the Dharma is onward leading, inward leading, and leading towards awakening. So when you come to our groups, we're really going to direct you to go inward so that you can start to become more familiar with the causes and conditions in your life, with what matters to you, and so that that can lead you onward, that you really want to continue your practice. You want to be a part of this. And this leads me back to generosity, because over the years, I've seen the desire and commitment grow. The Dana comes from gratitude. It comes from really receiving teachings and being interested in them and finding value in your life with those teachings. And that this is a long-term relationship. We're not expecting huge, donations or Dana if you haven't done this practice and haven't seen something develop. And anyway, huge donations, what's huge anyway? I'm just saying. We don't really have a marker on that because it's really that individual. So in ending the talk, I'm going to bring in the new way to think about generosity that I heard recently. And this is from a TED Talk, the founder of TED Talks, Chris Anderson. He was just delicious to listen to because he talked about infectious generosity. So he started off with, do you remember this guy? And he shows a picture of COVID. And he said, COVID was so small, invisible, but somehow it found a way to shut down the economy. And here's the thing, you don't need to be huge or big to be powerful. You just need to be infectious. So I liked that statement, and I actually felt like infectious generosity is also something that we often don't know the results of. It's something that will travel, and we're not sure how it will affect people. And we don't know how our Sangha will grow. We just keep talking about the teachings and generosity, and it's kind of left up to something beyond just an individual giving. And he talked about that we're wired as humans to be generous, that's a wiring that we have, and we can start to count on that, and we can refine it and rediscover it. So his mom told him, passing along again generational statements, if you commit to a journey of generosity, sooner or later, two amazing companions will join you on that journey. He calls them journey mates. Their names are meaning and happiness. And to me, they go together like peas and carrots.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.